today. Is that any cause for concern?
No, I don't. No. What did I say?
You said that you wanted to maybe try and put him through some battle drills today.
Oh no, I said that would be the next step for him, is to do Monday. That kind of
you
stuff.
You did say Monday.
So, he was on the ice today.
Not with the team.
That's true. But he was on the ice today. No, I didn't, like, he's, you know, we're just going at his pace. So I think there's just always massive speculation of when he's going to come back. He's still way before any medical doctor would ever say he was coming back. So things are going well. His x-ray checked out awesome. And I think he was feeling a little bit of soreness today. Didn't want to bang into guys. Just wanted to go skate by himself. I got no problem with that.
So as you get ready to go through a six-day adventure through Canada,
yeah,
how much is this going to keep coming up? And
oh, it's going to come up till he plays his first game.
Yeah.
And then it's going to come up even more than that, because he'll be bombarded with how did it feel, and he'll be dissected about every ounce how he plays. And it's unfortunate, because he's, you know, Steven Stamkos, so the eyes are going to be on him even more than everybody else. But the only concern we have is his health, and we're going to get him back this year. As I've said from day one, I just don't know when. Is it going to be next week, the week after that? And that's all going to be up to Stammer and how he's feeling. So things are status quo with me so far.
How much does it get magnified just because of the markets that you're going to?
Of course he does. Yeah, and we're going to his hometown. And then, you know, zipping through Ottawa and Montreal, this is, you know, there'll be a little bit of media around here, but I don't think it changes anything that's other than, you know, a lot of media that hasn't been able to see him for a long time is now going to get to see him. But he's still way ahead of the curve on coming back, and that's, you know, great for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
So there's no step back from Saturday then, I guess, or you said soreness, I guess, today.
Yeah, like, I don't know. You can't sit here and say that's a setback.
Yeah.
A setback would be he's not coming on the trip. Yeah. That would be a setback. But he's coming on the trip, and everything's going as planned.
Heading on the road to play three divisional opponents this week, or in the next couple of days. What was the message today at practice?
Well, it was the message a couple of days ago when we had our kind of, we had those 3 days off, and it was okay. We've got an 8-game stretch, 6 against divisional opponents. This is a big stretch for us. We have 5 left, and we want to keep this distance we have away from other teams. We haven't played Toronto yet this year. We have 4 coming up with them in the next 2 months, pivotal games, and you know, Montreal is breathing down our neck. It's Ottawa's not far behind. Detroit's right there. We just have to keep our distance from them. And it's different in a stretch that, well, like, we're entering the dog days of the year, but they're not so much dog days because it's almost like the season's temporarily ending. So there's light at the end of the tunnel to say, all right, there's a definite ending point here, and then we come back for that sprint at the end. So focus on these games, because we can't get them back. And it's not like you have to look at the calendar and say, oh my gosh, we have so many games left. We've got 6.
Do you see that break coming up at